Hi guys, my name is Sari, I'm the CEO of Waypedia.com. This video will be long and I need you to get your full attention and watch the whole video. If you're watching this video, it's probably I told you to do it. We are going to talk about how much money you can make on Android. I'm going to talk how much money do you need to invest. We are going to talk about ROI, bad and good things about our company, the competition. This is not a video where I'm going to try to sell you anything. We have so many clients ask what needs to be done to get that position where you have a good cash flow. That's the purpose of this video, and teach you more about this Android market. Be aware that by the time you're watching this video, a lot of things might change. It's still a great time to invest. Games market is growing amazingly, so there's a huge opportunity for everybody. So we're going to discuss all about that, how much money you can make, what needs to be done, everything. So let's get started. The first question we encountered is how much money I can make doing Android apps. And the answer is a lot. You can do a lot of money. There are three general aspects that you have to take care of in order to get a position where you can get a lot of money. And the first one, it depends on the market. Is there is any market out there that are actually willing to spend money or play your game or use your app? I know this sounds obvious, but most of the people completely forget about that. They just create an app and they put it out there and they expect to get a million installs and people will play in 24 hours. That's usually never happens. And the problem is because it's not only the quality of the app itself, it's also how many people are out there looking for that kind of app. For example, if it's a game, what about the competition? If you're doing an RPG game or a casino game, how many casino apps are out there? Is your app better? It completely matters. I remember one client that has like a cancer treatment app, which is amazing, you know, but there is a market up there, but it's still very, very young. And for example, those kind of apps, if you're expecting to get millions of installs, it will never happen. Of course, there's a lot of people out there with cancer, and if you make something, an app useful, that will be great. But if you give it for free and there is not too many people out there who is going to use that app, the numbers that you're going to get will be very low. So market is very important, where you focus your energy and how that market is going to grow in the future. You have to take care of that and think, okay, this market will be big. And if I start working from now, I will cover a niche and eventually I'm going to get a return. The second point, it's about the type of app you have. For example, if you make an app for about cancer treatment and something that you have to follow, how many pills you have to drink or the appointment with the doctors and everything. So if that user is going to use that app in daily basis, it means that person is more likely to see advertising. And if that app has no daily basis uses, the amount of money that you can make will be very low than expected. If you're creating a game, if the game is simple, something that somebody going to play for 5 minutes, the return will be even lower. In the other side, if you make a video game with very addictive and have amazing graphics and, you know, people get very engaged, chances to, you know, reach more advertisers and the impression will increase and you will get more money. And the third point is about the publisher. What type of publisher you use? It depends. If you're using AdMob, if you're using Tapjoy, if you're using, I don't know, another companies, it depends. Each company give different results. Some company will pay you only for the amount of installs that you drive. Others will pay you only if the user tap in the advertiser banner. They don't need to install it. It depends. It's hard to calculate, but just to give you an example, in every 1,000 active installs, occurrence installs, you can get about $1. This is just a general number, and the reason of that is because depends how many people are using that app every day, but also depends of the type of app you have and the subject and the content you're offering. If your app gets very popular, usually the earnings are higher. It seems like the advertising actually they're fighting each other to, you know, beat and to be listed in your app. The more viral you get, the better. The second question we get all the time is how much money do I need to invest on Android Market? That in general is hard to predict and also depend on the what your goals, what your dreams are, what you like to do. If you're thinking just to make money, it will be kind of complicated because you will try to find very short budget just to build something, to put it out there and make money. So let's try to think in a general plan, something, you know, more realistic and in a good quality. So you can have an idea what needs to be done to be successful. So for example, to make a simple app, you need between $1,000 up to $5,000. If you are a developer, you can save money. And most of the clients or people I see out there, they want to get involved on Android. They don't think about the design. You have to find somebody who is a great developer and also a great designer. Most of the campaigns fails because the design is usually very poor. We are mostly focused on let's get something out there and, you know, playable and just wait to make money. Try to think in a branding and invest a little money in a good designer who can pull up everything and you know, and make a good presentation. Don't focus only just to make an app and put it out there and forget completely about the social network, then the Facebook page design, the website, the emails. You have to take care of all those details because that presentation will give you a great dividends in the future. And finally, the most important thing is the money for marketing. So for example, let's say that you have $10,000. Don't spend $10,000 just in the game and don't leave anything for the marketing. That is the worst plan ever. You always have to have money for the marketing. Usually, if you have $10,000, you have to leave at least 50% of that budget for marketing. I know that sounds like a lot of money, but the reason that you've seen people out there, that's become very famous actors, singers, apps, or anything, it's because they have a really good plan, a marketing plan. It depends also the game. Some games are more likely to get viral, so maybe you don't need too much money, but don't think that your game is going to be awesome, so it will be so great that you will not need a marketing budget. That is a very, very common mistake. And so don't do that. Save money for your marketing plan because you will need it. Another popular question we got all the time is about ROI. If you're not familiar with ROI, ROI means return on investment. It's hard to predict how much money you're going to get in return because it depends upon your app quality and how much budget you have for marketing. Let's say that you have $10,000 and you invest $5,000 in developing your game design. You have a great branding. You have a great design. The app is intuitive. It's easy to play. It's easy to use. Users are more likely to use it every day. In those conditions, if you invest $5,000 in a marketing plan, might bring you about, I would say, between 20 and 40,000 users. With that amount of users, plus the organic ones that you're going to reach, easily you can be making about $300-$500 per day. What you have to think is to try to get in the first position in the search. Clients, they get very obsessed with the future in the categories. That's very hard to achieve. Maybe the top new categories, that's easy, likely to happen maybe 1 or 2 days. But to get in the category, permanently or for a longer time is very hard. And you need like a blast amount of users. For my experience, one of the best way to get a fast ROI, it's being the first position in the search. So for example, if you're looking for cancer treatment app and you are in the 100th position, it's very unlikely that people are going to install your app. If we drive a lot of users and your app is a good design app, we get a great retention. Your app, instead of being the result in the 100th position, will be in the top 10. And with that, you reach organic users. It's hard to calculate. I've seen clients that they get a lot of money just with 10,000 users, but it also depends how much people are using your app. The ROI depends directly in amount of user you are going to get. The more user, the better. The second is the retention and engagement. Retention and engagement, it's the foundation. I mean, if the people are not keeping your app and not using, you're not going to get any return. And the third point is the virality, how viral your app is going to be in the future. For some reason, I don't know, somebody named your game, you were published in a famous website, and then you become viral. So virality is hard to get there, but when it happens, the return is fantastic. You can make